Jake Spaulding with you, and we're back with the High School Locker Room Chats. Here speaking now with Jackson Heights head coach Matty Massey to talk about the ladies from the Cobras as they come into 2025 with a 1-4 record. They do have one contest under their belts here for 2025, and that was against the Horton Chargers last Friday. Coach, it's one of a handful of schools that had games last week. What was it like for you guys to get back on the floor, throw that ball up, and get back after it after a break?
Well, I think it's always fun to get out there when you've been practicing a lot and seeing what you've improved on. I think we went out and showed that we have quite a few more things to improve on. But there was also some glimmers of hope and some real positives that came from that game.
Yeah, talking about the break, there was an extended break for you guys. You played your game on Friday, and then this big winter storm hits, and then you're out of school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What kind of a shift does that do for your program as you guys are preparing for a game this Friday against Riverside at home?
Well, yeah, that's not an ideal situation for practicing. So it's going to be interesting on Friday when we step into the game, because tonight we have a short practice as well just because of our gym situation, and we have a home middle school game. So our practice is super limited, but with the practices we had over Christmas break, I'm hopeful that we can just kind of carry that into our Riverside game.
Did have a game against Troy scheduled that was postponed. That has now been rescheduled to February the 3rd for your guys' matchup, which will then be right after the midseason tournament. But, Coach, just want to talk about the progression you've seen from these kids. You know, before you went into the break, a big win at home against McClouth, but then taking on a very tough Horton Charger team that is a team that's definitely on the ascension right now. But you take on a Riverside and Oskaloosa twice. What are you looking for this next couple weeks of your guys' schedule before you head into midseason tournament time?
I keep just looking at the stats and finding ways, like, how can we improve? How can we score more points? How can we get better stops on defense? And, you know, we settle for the three-pointer a lot, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting it inside, getting more paint touches. That's something that we're going to emphasize on our team offensively. And defensively, we're just going to try to keep them outside of the paint and run them off the three-point line, which is very hard to do both. So we'll have to kind of pick and choose wisely on who we're playing. But these are two competitive games coming up for us, and I'm really looking forward to them.
So a couple of matchups coming up that you definitely can see the competitiveness in it between Riverside and Oskaloosa over the next few weeks, Coach. But tell me about the energy levels and the depth that you have on this roster, a team that, you know, what's it like to get these girls amped up, ready to go, ready to play these basketball games in a very way more competitive league than I think maybe people across the state initially thought?
Yeah, you know, I said it from the beginning. Anybody could win any night in our league. I think it's pretty competitive across the board, but I tell most games it starts with that first JV game. You guys got to get us going. And luckily that group of girls brings a lot of energy. And I use several of them on my varsity team, to sub into the game. And that's, you know, that's their role, and they know that. But hey, you got to bring a spark. You got to defensively start something for us. And they've been doing a really good job at that.
Good stuff, Coach, as once again, you got a matchup tomorrow at home against Riverside. Before we let you go, just tell me about what the differences are for your guys' squad as a home game compared to the road game. Do you think there's much of a difference with the energy of the kids?
Oh, most definitely. I think that when we're at home, we don't have to ride the bus, especially Riverside. That's kind of a haul for us. But we're here. We know exactly what to expect in our schedule, and we're ready to take the floor. So hopefully they're ready to go tomorrow night when we step out.
All right. That's, again, Riverside at Jackson Heights. You can watch that game on the Cobra channel at citylinktv.com/channel/Cobra or go to msccsports.net, click Listen Live, and select the Cobra channel. Coach Massey, thanks so much. Stay healthy, and good luck to you this next few games.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you again next week. Coach Matty Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. We'll talk with head coach Brett Plattner after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.